The Dr. Taz Show.
The podcast, Dr. Taz.
Superwoman Wellness. Here's Dr. Taz.
Welcome back to the show where every episode of the show, I am determined to make you all superwomen and navigate all the ups and downs that life seems to throw at us. More appropriate than ever, I've got Dr. Jamie Kulaga joining me. Dr. Jamie is your go-to life coach who will hold you accountable and push you to succeed. She's the host of the Dr. Jamie Show and the author of The Superwoman's Guide to Super Fulfillment, which is published in over 10 countries and 4 continents. Dr. Jamie is a motivational speaker and the go-to keynote for companies, associations, and organizations. She's a frequent mental health expert and a coach on national TV and radio for her expertise and work-life balance. That sounds like something we could all use. Welcome to the show, Dr. Jamie.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here today.
I was joking with you before we started, this idea of being superwomen and needing a guide and needing help. I love how you've titled your book, which is actually The Superwoman's Guide to Super Fulfillment. Talk to us about what brought you into this field and why you felt like this was a need to help women understand how to be superwomen, how to get super fulfilled. Where did this all come from for you?
Yeah, so it started very early on. So actually my parents, they got divorced right before I was a teenager, and it was a crazy, one of those kind of crazy divorces. And when my dad left, it sort of shook my foundation of what a man was, what God was, mm-hmm. and what a family was. I thought that if you're married, you're just, maybe it was naive at the time, looking back, I know it was, but I just thought you make it work. You figure it out. And my mom, Dr. Taz, had no experience, no work experience, and no education. And
oh,
I knew
gosh.
At that point, I had to get educated, and I knew I had to gain experience. So I spent my life trying to gain experience and get education. And along that way, people would say to me, you're so inspirational and you're so motivational. And I had like this weird, like willpower in me that just kept me going. And I started realizing as I was coaching women, they didn't have balance, or they were missing education, or they were not experienced, or they were giving all their lives to their children and nothing to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was at that point that I said, I think there's a need. And I sort of tried to fill the gap at that point. So, of course, that's like 20-something years in a 30-second pitch right there. So there was a lot more to it. But essentially, that's where it started.
That's amazing. And I have to share as well, I've had a very similar experience where, you know, went through a traumatic divorce with my parents. Like literally I was probably the mediator, and just watching what my mom went through, watching what the other women around her went through, watching kind of how it affected all of us. Like I had to build a toolbox. I had to get my shit together. You know what I mean? To be
yeah.
able to really, pull us forward, not just me, pull all of us forward. So I can completely relate. I'm curious, how old were you when all that happened?
So I was about 12 and my sister was 9. So that's when it started. And, you know, I don't know. It just shook my world. And I think even more so than shaking my world, it shook, like, by that time, by the time you're 12, all of your values and your morals, a lot of them are instilled in you, right? Around, they say,
right.
like kindergarten, like you. So I was so set on God is great and marriage is great and fathers are wonderful. And so when he left, it shook that very foundation of what I thought
mm-hmm.
was truth. Probably 2 years ago, I also found out Santa wasn't real. So I'm thinking, like, man, life is not here.
World is coming to an end. Oh my gosh.
Is the end? So,
oh my
yeah,
gosh.
It was a rough few years for me between Santa and Dad. So yeah.
Wow. Well, I know so many people out there today can relate to this. I think they go through similar struggles and stories, you know, maybe with different details. But again, that feeling of having the rug pulled out under from you and trying to understand how to rebuild. And I've done so much work, as I know you've had too. But my husband and I were actually just talking about this over the long weekend. I was just telling him, it's toned down. That noise of the rug's going to be pulled out from under me has definitely toned down. It's so quiet. It used to be so loud for so long. but it's still there, you know, and I'm significantly older. All of that happened to me 20, 25 years ago. So it is a work and it is a responsibility is the way I see it, which leads me right to your work and how you help women who maybe have been through something like what we've talked about, or some, you know, it might be a different scenario. How do you help them push past that, really work towards happiness, fulfillment, redefining themselves, you know, understanding the lessons and just moving forward? What should we be doing?
Well, first I challenge everyone to sort of look at the different areas of your life and set goals in each area. It doesn't mean you have to jump on 9 or 10 goals right now today, but you need like a broad aerial view of your life. Because as women, sometimes we get super fixated in one area. So maybe there's women out there that aren't married and don't have children, so they're overly focused in work. And then there's moms that are just so focused in their children, absorbed in there. It's never really good just to absorb yourself, your whole life into one thing. You can be focused at the time on one thing, but not just your whole life fixated on one thing, because when that one thing is taken from you, it's almost like it robs your identity too. So sort of looking at all the areas of your life, physical, emotional, professional, financial, spiritual, leisure, social, like look at everything. What do you want with all these areas of life? Because you can have the best in every sector of your life. You can have a little bit from everything. So to sort of look at that aerial perspective, and then also like ridding of toxic people, I say. Sometimes we hold on to toxic people because, you know, I don't know, we just want to be people pleasers. And so, yes, we'll do that for you. And yes, we'll do that for you. And then there's people that plant seeds of self-doubt, and there's people that minimize our confidence. And there's best friends that have done nasty things to us, but just because we've been best friends with them since kindergarten, we don't let go of them. So really like do an evaluation of your life. And I would say one of the most important things, if you want instant happiness, instant, like overnight happiness, rid of some of the toxic people in your life because they are just so draining. So I would probably say kind of those two things are a great start for you to begin your journey toward more happiness and health, quite frankly.
So taking that aerial view, taking like the long view, not just being super hyper-focused on one particular thing. I know I agree with you. So many women today do just that. And it's funny, it's even women that don't have children. I feel like we treat everything. I have children, by the way, but I've just observed that as women, we treat everything like our child, whether it's our career or whether it's a spouse or whether it's, you know, everything is something that we got to fix and take care of and nurture, you know? And so it's a constant, I think, a little bit of recognizing that we have that energy in us and really trying to control it and contain it to a certain extent. So taking that aerial view, getting rid of toxic bull, maybe one more tip that you would tell everyone out there to really help them on this journey to fulfillment and happiness?
Yeah, I would probably say there's a couple things. Definitely worry when it's time to worry is one of them. As women, I think we worry, we like ham up these scenarios, we create them in our mind, and then we ruminate on them and we dwell on them. And one of the worst things that you can do is like worry, push that energy out into the universe. And then one of two things happens. Either you push such energy out into the universe about this worry that it ends up coming true. What wouldn't have come true is now coming true because you've made it come true. And the mind has a great way of giving you what you keep pushing out there. Or you worry and you worry and you freak out and you burn bridges and you give yourself anxiety all for this thing that you dreamed up to not happen. And then so you worried unnecessarily. So I would say definitely like, you can plan for the future. You can plan for things, but don't overly ruminate, dwell, and freak out. I guess that's my doctoral term right there. Freak out. Unnecessarily. Like when you arrive to the situation, worry at that point. Because if something does go wrong and there is a crisis, you're going to need all the energy and clear-mindedness that you can have to get you through that crisis. So worry when it's time to worry. I would say it was probably the third one for sure.
It's so funny because in, you know, I'm trained in Chinese medicine, and in Chinese medicine, they believe that worry is actually held in the spleen meridian, and the spleen meridian is the master digestive meridian. It controls how the entire digestive process works. And because it does that, it actually controls your entire health, because that system of medicine firmly believed that the gut was the root of health. And so it's funny, as women, you know, we are still not 100% tapped into the concept that these emotions, when they run out of control, you know, they actually cause physical damage to us, not just the emotional damage, but they actually cause a lot of physical damage as well. And the sooner we recognize that and develop that toolbox to switch it, like you start to worry, let's switch it off, let's move on to something else, you know, the more successful, you know, we're going to be both physically and mentally as well. So.
No, I was just saying, well, and that's the thing too, is like you worry, like you're saying, it's causing all these other health issues. That's what leads you into crisis mode. You know, once you get into crisis mode, it's very, very hard to get out. You know, those people that you look at and you're like, oh my God, one bad thing just keeps happening to her after another. Child gets sick and then she's late to work, and then her car broke down because she doesn't have money to fix it, and now they want to fire her because she's late again at work. This woman can't get a break. It took time to get into crisis mode, and once you're there, it's very hard to get out, but it's the cause of all of these decisions that you're making, and they're leading you just into this path of negativity. And before you know it, you always have choice, but it's the choice of two evils that you're always picking in every situation. So that's why it's so important to realize that worry probably is the cause of like a lot of health issues and becoming unclear minded. You know what I mean? And when you're not clear minded and all of your energy is channeled towards these emotions of stress, you start making decisions that clear minded people wouldn't make. And then that's when it cycles into that negativity.
More with Dr. Taz coming up, but first I want to tell you about Sun Basket. Sun Basket delivers delicious meal kits right to your door, making healthy cooking easy and convenient for any busy lifestyle. Now, you know, mindful eating is an essential part of self-care, and every part of our life is enhanced when we eat nourishing, healthy meals. And with Sun Basket, you can enjoy delicious, mindful meals every night. Now, I know sometimes staying on track can be hard, but that's where Sunbasket comes in to make it easy to eat right. Sunbasket offers 18 weekly recipes, including paleo, gluten-free, vegetarian, vegan, pescatarian, and more, all delivered to your door. Sunbasket takes care of the details, so it's easier to take care of yourself. And did I mention Sunbasket contains organic produce and clean ingredients? That's right. Sunbasket works with the best farms and suppliers to bring you fresh organic produce and responsibly raised meats and seafood. And we want you to experience Sunbasket for yourself. Go to sunbasket.com/wholehealth today to learn more and get $35 off your first order. That's sunbasket.com/wholehealth for $35 off. sunbasket.com/wholehealth. Now back to the Dr. Taz Show.
One other thing that you bring up that I also want to call attention to for all you super women out there, I hope you're paying attention. Perfectionism. What is this? Oh. And why does this ruin us? Talk to us about where this is coming from.
Yeah, perfection is so dangerous. So for the people out there that are thinking, so-and-so just doesn't do it as fast as me, doesn't do it as good as me, that's why I always have to do everything, because no one does it as good as me. Listen up, because we are talking to you during this part of the segment.
Yes.
So one of the worst things that you can do is be a perfectionist, because you hoard all of these little to-dos on your plate because no one's as good enough as you to do them. And so your plate is always full with a bunch of little things. So you never have the opportunity to put something bigger on your plate that could level you up, get you a promotion, level you up in life, bring you more happiness, because you're so bogged down with all these little to-dos on your plate. So what I challenge you to do is delegate some of these things out to other people. You might have to train people. You might have to explain to people initially up front what to do, but get those things off your plate so that you can do other things that you want to do. And another danger of perfectionism too is that these people tend to burn bridges with people. So you might be looking in your life right now saying, I have no support people to delegate this stuff out to. That's probably because you burned the bridges and burned the lines of support, because when people did want to help you, you let them know how awful of a job they did. So they don't want to help you anymore.
And that probably holds true for relationships too, is having that overly perfectionist mentality in your relationship is actually repelling. I think it actually repels people and pushes them away. Would you not agree?
I absolutely agree with that. Because like I think about, and I've made these mistakes before, I think I actually wrote about this in my book, is like, for example, my husband, he always wants to help. But if I'm always beating him up, let's say he's like, hey, man, I know you got work going on. You got a call. Don't freak out. You know what? It's just eggs. I'll go to the store and get the eggs. Don't worry, babe. And then he goes and he brings them back and I open the eggs and two of them are broke. If I beat him up and say, didn't you open the carton and look to make sure that none of the eggs are broken? He's not going to do that because he gets a beat down every time he helps me out. So kind of definitely pick your battles with those things and be easy on people that want to help you, because when you're in crisis mode, you're going to need to call on them.
That is so important. And that's definitely a lesson I've had to learn. I can't be the person I am and do all the things I do without so much support and help, that you have to manage that inner critic of everyone around you. Otherwise, no one's going to help you out in the long run. I love this one too. You share that the best revenge is turning your anger into something that you love to do. How do you do that? How did you do that? How do you make that happen?
Yeah. So I think back through my whole life, and there were so many times I wanted to get revenge on people, but I knew that cussing them out, or I don't know, whatever it might have been, was just not the right thing to do. Like even before social media, when it, you know, just the stupid things that you would do when you're young. And I would think, I would think, like, how can I take all of that energy? Because being angry with someone and wanting revenge is such a powerful feeling. People say love is the strongest emotion. And sometimes I want to challenge that and say that I think anger is the strongest emotion. I think when you have someone at the most angry, raging point in their life, they will do things like, we have people that shoot up schools and people that kill other people. Like, that is pretty damn strong to me. So I would say, you know, take all of that energy, because it's so powerful inside of you, and channel it towards something that you want to do to make your life better. And you will do that so good, so well, that you will just push forward. I remember Dr. Taz in college. It was my first boyfriend. It was actually my boyfriend before my husband. We had dated a couple years, and it was probably like my first breakup. And I was so sick to my stomach, but there was nothing I can do. It was out of my control. I just remember being mad. And I said, you know what? I am going to push to get my degree even quicker. And I did a full year of school over the summer. I took like 18 credit hours in 2 months over the summer. And I was in school from like 7 a.m. I know, it was terrible. But I got a whole, like, however many credits done. And I was done with my bachelor's in 3 years. I'm saying that to tell people that emotion can be so strong that you could do a whole year of school in a summer. That's how much it can propel you forward. So if you're angry right now with someone in your life, just find something to channel that anger into, and you will thrive in it.
I love that. What do you think blocks women from being super fulfilled? Is it some of these things like perfectionism, worry, you know, revenge? Are these the traps? Are these the sort of superwoman traps, almost, so to speak? What do you think the biggest traps are for us?
I think those are definitely traps. My take on it is the biggest trap is sometimes our inability to say no. We're people pleasers by nature. When you ask me to do something, I'm going to say, yes, of course. And then I walk away with more responsibility. And now all my priorities have shifted. My goals might have to change. I'm run down. I'm doing something for you that I don't even want to do. Right. I'm disappointed in myself. I'm taking away time from my family. And then that's the trap. See, when you say no, the payoff is in the end. When you walk away with less responsibility and your ability to keep focusing on your goals and your dreams. So I would say, yeah, the biggest trap is definitely being a people pleaser and saying yes to things that we should be saying no to.
I love that. And I would almost encourage all women out there too, to think of yourself as your own business. Would you go into debt over and over again every single day? I don't think so. I mean, I would say like create a, almost like a energy plan, just like you would plan to make sure you're not in the negative, you know, for the majority of your days, you know? And I think as women, like we just don't think about ourselves like that. And it's just it's so important. And it really, from just a health standpoint, I see it really undermine health in a very physical sense, not just the emotional sense. And then it upsets what you're meant to do. It prevents you from being a superwoman. What about social media? I think this is a tough one. In fact, just recently I saw a headline, I think it was this morning actually, where France has banned social media use for children. And I would say I was reading it and thinking like, you know what, it's just as addictive for adults as it is for children. I think we're on there all the time comparing and sometimes getting some anxiety when we feel like we're not invited to certain things or we don't look as good as everyone does in their highlight reel. What do you think the impact of social media is on sort of this idea of fulfillment?
Yeah, I think it definitely hinders us because we're comparing all of our life to this one clip of someone's, again, that's what I call it too, the highlight reel. You see this one clip of someone and you compare your whole life to this picture. And oftentimes if you see like a photo of a woman or something, she's probably taken 75 selfies just to get that one up there. Mm-hmm. So, or you see people that, you know, they're in Hawaii and their kids look great and everything's beautiful. But little do you know that, you know, the family's on the verge of a divorce. The kids were puking on the plane ride. They had 4 delays just to get to Hawaii. You know, you don't see all of that. Everyone has your life. Everyone has my life. We all have sufferings and we all have trials and tribulations and all of our babies scream when they're first born. And, you know, like it's just, like we all share in that, but somehow the mind gets tricked by comparing an entire life just to these highlight reels. And we often, what I really want people to be cautious with too, is changing your dreams and goals and pivoting and getting off course based on what you see. So let's say that one of your listeners starts following me. And they're mm-hmm. like, oh my God, Dr. Jamie, she's so successful. She wrote this book. She has this podcast. You know, I'm going to get my master's in business. Maybe this isn't the right thing. I'm going to start a podcast and start writing a book. Listen, don't do it. Whoever's listening, keep your course because you will be successful on your course. You know what is right for you and your family. Don't jump on the podcast because it's the new fad, or don't start writing a book because you think that's why I'm successful. There's a lot of other things that go into it. And there's a lot of other reasons why this is good for my life and might not be good for your life. So I see that mistake a lot with people is that they just kind of look at this highlight reel and then find someone and then whatever they're doing, that's what I should do so that I can make more money or I can be happy in Hawaii. But again, you're just capturing a moment and not an entire life.
That's so true. I remember we all have a given purpose, a given responsibility. It's our job to find it and to express it out there in the world. I want to bring this all back together because for anyone out there listening, I know firsthand and I know it from listening to you how much multitasking, juggling, being a superwoman, the price of that can be so rewarding, but also can be also very negative if you're not managing it well. So really understanding work-life balance. I love some of the tips Dr. Jamie has given us today. Just to review them in case you didn't catch them and you're joining us sort of mid-show here, remember that some of this includes taking an aerial view, looking at the big picture, not just focusing on one particular thing. Because when that one thing goes away, then you're left without an identity. And Dr. Jamie and I have both watched this firsthand personally with the women in our lives, and it's been heartbreaking. I think learning to say no, you know, that's a big one for all women, you know, creating that financial plan for you, but maybe thinking of it it more as an energy plan. Where is your debt going? Are you negative most of the time? I think that, you know, also understanding that worry and perfectionism are big traps for us. Those are some of what I've gotten from you, Dr. Jamie. Are there any other things that you'd really want to leave all these women out there who are just trying to do their thing? Is there any other thing that you would leave them with?
I would say I challenge each of you after listening to this show to make a list of all of the life roles that you play, everything, not just, you know, spouse, mother, and worker, but maybe you're a student, maybe you're a chauffeur, maybe you're the PTA mom, the dog walker, the family CPA. List out everything that you do, and I want you to select the top five life roles. One of must be you on the list, and start focusing your attention and giving quality time to those top five life roles. And when things come in from the outside world that would take you off track of those top five life roles, I challenge you to say no or to defer the activity to somebody else. Because the more you can keep those top five life roles tight and fulfilled, and that includes you too, the happier and more balanced you will be in life.
I love that. And if you want more help to getting super fulfilled, I encourage you to check out Dr. Jamie's book. It's The Superwoman's Guide to Super Fulfillment, Step-by-Step Strategies to Create Work-Life Balance. Dr. Jamie, if they want to connect with you more, what's the best way to find you?
Absolutely. I recently joined Instagram, so now I'm completely overwhelmed with social media.
Welcome to social media. More. Oh my gosh.
I'm on every platform known to man. And of course, please jump on my podcast, The Dr. Jamie Show. You can find out some awesome tips just like Dr. Taz has for you.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Dr. Jamie. For all you super women out there, remember, every day is your opportunity to rewrite your story, to find yourself, and accomplish your mission. Go forth and conquer. Thank you for joining, and we'll see you next time.